From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. Something else you're starting to do, composer and performer
exactly.
as one person,
yes.
Lyra Auerbach
yes.
returns.
Yes, yes. I wanted to start it immediately. You know, we thought, well, maybe we need a little bit more time planning, but I said, I just want to start this right away because that's a concept that is very close to my heart, the composer-performer thing. I want to introduce this as quickly as possible. And thanks God, Lyra Auerbach had time for our concert. And that's fantastic because she's really exactly what we are looking for in a kind of composer-performer. She's really both at the same time. It's not that she's mainly one. I mean, she's nowadays mainly a composer maybe, but I mean, she is every bit a pianist as well. And we will continue this. I mean, that's just the start of this composer-performer project that I have in mind. I want to have every year one concert, at least, that is kind of composer-performer, where we have one person, we feature one person who is a composer and a performer. And we will do it in different ways. With Lyra, we are doing it that way that we perform one piece of her, and she will play Mozart piano concerto. So we will have this kind of separated her performer role and her composer role. She also does art, so we will want to contact her and see if we can get some of her artworks to kind of put in the foyer of the Southern Theatre. So kind of to give an impression of a whole complete artist. In the future, we might do it also that way that a composer comes and performs his own piece as a soloist, for example, together with the orchestra. So there are different options how to do it, but it was very important for me to start this just right away.
Have you seen any of the piece yet? Eternity, the homage
to Mozart? Oh, yeah, I've seen the score. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely.
Tell me about it a little bit.
Seems to be playable. No. I think, you know...
That's all we need.
Well, that was the first question to me because we were obviously planning rehearsal schedule and everything. And I had heard the piece, of course, you know, otherwise I wouldn't have programmed it. I know the piece now pretty well. You know, it's obviously a great piece. Otherwise we wouldn't have scheduled her. But the question to me then was, you know... Is it doable? You know, you never know. Sometimes you get really shocked. You hear a piece and you think sounds easy, and then you get the score and you're like, God. But no. It's you can immediately see from the way it's written that it not only sounds really interesting. It's also, you know, it's written by somebody who knows exactly how to write, and that's something as a conductor I like very much, you know. I mean, sometimes you get pieces who sound okay, but they're clumsily written. And I mean, it's good, you know. Some composers are young and need experience and so, and, you know. But I personally like it if a piece is really well written as well, because then, you know, in rehearsal it will be kind of very focused work. And, you know, she will be with us, so that's great as well. You know, that's the other advantage of the composer-performer thing, that she will be there in the process of the rehearsals. So we hope very much when we perform it for the audience that we have a kind of definite, authoritative version that the composer is happy with.
Well, yes, making the composer
she's
happy
a
when they're standing
yeah,
there.
And yeah, and she's a fascinating person, isn't she? I mean, you know, she's just fascinating. So, I mean, I think we are really blessed to have her with us and play her. I mean, she's like the perfect start for this composer-performer thing, I think, you know? A very respected composer, a great pianist. What do you want more?
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.